in a peaceful show of force. Thousands of people marched through the streets of Durban toward the downtown conference center, where delegates from nearly 200 nations are debating efforts to combat climate change. The diverse crowd, representing groups from all across Africa, the United States, and Latin America, were all united in their disappointment so far in the UN negotiations. Sanelli and Shepherd are two high school students from just outside Durban.
And what we are demanding, for the COP17 must stop, must end actually. Yes.
Why?
Because it's been many years speaking about this, the climate change. It's been 17 years now. There must be a solution.
COP17, as it is known, is the 17th Conference of Parties, an annual meeting of world governments and interested parties aimed at forging large-scale agreements to tackle climate change. But at the march in Durban, the Conference of Parties was known by another name, the Conference of Polluters. Nigerian environmental activist Nimo Bassi addressed the crowd outside the gates of the Durban Convention Center.
We don't want Africa to be cooked. We don't want Africa to be roasted. We don't want Africa to be burned. We demand, we the people of Africa, demand that our leaders should hear us.
Bassi also demanded that negotiators agree to a new legally binding mandate to cut carbon dioxide emissions blamed for global warming. Governments at COP17 are considering a second commitment period to the Kyoto Protocol, the current legal mandate in place to curb carbon emissions. While the European Union is strongly in favor of the move, other countries that were part of Kyoto, including Canada, Russia, and Japan, are losing interest. The United States has said it will not accept any legally binding mandate. Demonstrators handed a letter over to the South African president of COP17, Maeta Nkoana Mashabane, and the UN Executive Secretary of the conference, Christina Figueres. Figueres thanked the crowd for their enthusiasm.
I'm well aware that it's not just you, that it's millions around the world. Minister Mashabane and I are working to push governments in that direction. We are working tirelessly. I want you to know they were working here until 4 o'clock this morning, and we will continue to work.
Negotiations will continue over the weekend on several key issues, including the second commitment period for the Kyoto Protocol and the establishment of a green climate fund to help developing nations. Expectations for a major climate deal have been low, while the call for action has been as loud as ever. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Durban.